But in the meantime, we've been speaking on the back of the big victory today by the Phoenix Suns. DeAndre Ayton, basically on the bell, stole it. It was going to be 1-1. Now it's 2-0 in the series between the Phoenix Suns and the LA Clippers. So they're off to an absolute flyer, which has prompted us the discussion, which has absolutely melted down the board. Reminders of some of the great finishes in sport. And I can tell you this, there are a few that I've immediately thought of that haven't necessarily hit our page just yet. Maybe Greg from San Susie's got them. We go to the open line, 1300 01 1170. G'day, Greg.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
What's one of the great
two
finishes?
Two from the world of football.
Yes.
Sergio Aguero winning Manchester City's first title in 54 years in the 96th minute of the 38th game of the season.
Yeah, we had Simon Hill in here last night, and that's one of his greatest memories as far as that was concerned. They only had to beat QPR in the last game, which looked to be a stroll in the park. They mucked it up, but they found a way, and here's the call.
Manchester City are still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Oh,
I swear you'll never see anything like this ever again. So watch it, drink it in. They've just heard the news at the Stadium of Light.
There you go, Greg.
The Stadium of Light was the Sunderland home ground where Manchester United were standing on the field.
Wow.
What? Because their game finished 20 minutes earlier, so they wanted to go ahead.
Yeah.
And at that stage, Queen's Park Rangers were in front of Man City. So
yes,
they're watching it at the Stadium of Light.
Wow.
So obviously, Etihad Stadium, which was Man City's, absolutely going ballistic. Their first one they had won in so long. And Stadium of Light, the Stadium of Light erupted too, because that was Sunderland's home ground. So they were cheering because the Manchester United players were watching it.
That's
and
right.
Realised they had lost.
Wow. Crosstown enemies, wonderful stuff there, Greg. That was number one. What's number two?
Okay, well, you mentioned Simon Hill before. If this one isn't in Simon's top three, I'll be really surprised. It's the last 6 minutes, of course, of Australia's first match of the World Cup in 32 years when they took on Japan, going into the last 6 minutes, a goal down, and they come back to win the game 3-1 in the last 6 minutes.
Wow. I tell you what, Greg, I have been lavish with praise about the great commentators in Australia. We spoke about Rabs and how he would go through the gears, up and through the gears, so ultimately when Mark Coyne scores the try, then we had, of course, the voice of soccer there before, the great, who called that?
Martin Tyler,
who called that so well. Simon Hill spoke about that moment, and Martin Tyler, he says, Aguero, and then he gives that big pause after it, which most certainly made the call. So I'm challenging you, Greg, from San Susie, to take us back to 2006. Can you call us some of the action for those who have forgotten?
Okay, let's go with the go ahead goal. Cahill, Tim Cahill has done it again. What a wonderful moment in Kaiserslautern!
Oh, brilliant! Let's have a listen.
Comparison there.
Extraordinary night.
Yeah, well, let's have a listen to this to see if we can separate your call and the call of the second goal of the Socceroos that particular night.
Especially as they had the impetus. Aloisi. Cahill. Cahill! Tim Cahill has done it again! What a goal by Tim Cahill! 2-1 Australia!
That's a good call, isn't it?
Yeah.
Almost as good as yours, Greg.
Well, you need hearing aids, both of you.
Good on you, Greg. Thanks for being part of the show, mate. We appreciate that. We've got to move on. Greg from San Susie, we go to this man here. Roberto.
Joel and Finchie, how you going, boys?
Hey, Rob, how you going, mate?
You're not going to do it to the list today, are you?
You won't need any famous music today.
Righto.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, firstly, I think Dan Ganane's the pick for NRL Fox. He'd be a great choice.
Yeah, he's my pick.
Now, boys, I'm not a race caller, but will you give me 40 seconds of race calling?
Are you going to call a race for us?
I'll call
beautiful
a certain race for the last. I'm not a race caller, but I'll try my best.
Good
okay?
boy. I'd love to hear it.
Okay, here we go. We're in the 1986 Cox Plate at Moonee Valley and coming to the 800 metres. It's our Waverley Star and Bone Crusher with the Filbert running third. I'm not going to go back any further. It's our Waverley Star leading by a length coming to the turn from Bone Crusher. These two great New Zealand champions going head
come
and
on,
head.
Crusher.
Coming round the turn. It's Bone Crusher.
Come
our
on.
Waverley Star. Waverley Star, our Bone Crusher. 50 metres to go. Bone Crusher, our Waverley Star. Bone Crusher. And Bone Crusher wins the 1986 Cox Plate and races into equine immortality. What a great race it was.
Oh, well done. Well done, Robert. What do you reckon, Finchie?
Yeah, that saying, races into equine immortality, that would have to, I may be wrong, but if that's not in the top three of the most famous race calls or statements post a finish, obviously Bone Crusher was a famous horse, but that the call that goes with it creates the legend even more, doesn't it? It certainly plays a huge part in all sport.
A champion becomes a legend, Greg Miles said. Yeah, a lot of the race callers, Rob, too, they're not contriving the call, but they know what they say is etched in history. So you need to have something on the back of it. So I remember when Americaine, the French horse, won in 2010, right?
Owned by Jerry Ryan,
that's
who's
right.
part owner of the Storm.
So you see the race about 100 metres out, and Greg Miles, who's one of my absolute favourite commentators of all time, there's about 100 to go, Americaine's going to win the race, and he's trying to paddle until they hit the line. And Greg Miles is saying something to the tune of, an Americaine is coming away, Americaine is coming away, waiting for the post, Trabien. Which is very good in French. And it was a wonderful call from Greg Miles. Some of the great calls. Simon Hill's call was good then. But, Robert, that is a great nomination.
Yeah, out of 10, what do you reckon, boys?
Yeah, I'm at least I'm 7.5, 8.
I thought it was handy enough. I think you could get into the pub with the schooner glasses upside down and, have a few of those, no doubt about that. What do you reckon?
So I've gone through the call without mentioning blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Yeah, well
How's
done.
That,
well done.
All your listeners will be happy today.
No, well done. You've passed today, Rob. We've got to move on because Paul from Narrabeen's waiting patiently. G'day, Paulie.
Hello, boys. How are you?
Going well, Paul. Good, what do you know?
Not much, mate. Not much as normal. Right. just one look. It's not really a very end of game, but end of season. It would have to be the 2008 Grand Final. Two great teams. Only one had a salary cap, we found out later.
Yeah.
And that beautiful 40-0 win. And just to top it off, Steve Menzies playing his last game for the Sea Eagles, gets a tap on the shoulder, comes out a couple of minutes to go, putting on that Orion headgear, doesn't even know where he's playing. Mm. And next thing you know, the big man's down in the corner there.
Great finish.
It was a great finish. And you know what? These Manly fans, look at it back about Storm. Do you think Manly weren't paying players under the salary cap in that team? I know for one, someone got a certain apartment down in Freshwater.
Is that right?
In that team. Yes, I do.
I don't know. Yeah,
allegedly. Allegedly.
Allegedly, that's it. Yeah. I got sent. I won tickets the other night with three of you guys and went to go down and watch the Cowboys play the Mighty Seagulls down at Four Pines Park.
Yes.
And was put up in the industry. In the industry box there. Oh, mate, best night ever.
Did you have a few four pints,
Paul? Thank you, Paul. Mate, when I left, they called it three pints. They were running one
to three. That's the way to do it.
Hey, Paulie, Finchie and I were there calling the game for SEN 1170. We've got you covered, by the way, for the origin for the call between New South Wales and Queensland, state of origin number two. You can have the very biased call on the app for New South Wales, the very biased call for New South Wales. But we were there calling that game. And speaking about a big finish, they had the flag at half-mast in front of the Menzies Fulton stand, Fulton Menzies stand, and we just felt that flag and the tribute to Bobby Fulton would drag them to 50, and that's what it did. And you know what? It might drag them towards a grand final. Yep. I think they can make the grand final.
They're going to be hard to beat.
Yeah.
They've got some momentum. And another thing, too, the Cowboys jumped out. I think it was 10-0, 12-0 or something. I think Tommy just put his hand up through the crack in the fibro. Gave it a little wiggle and that was it. Everyone lifted.
They lifted all right. There you go. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Paul, to Richie we go for the Central Coast. G'day, Rich.
Hello, fellas. How are you?
Going all right, Richie?
Mine would be, it's in a bit of a group of finishes, but you know that bit of a cluster where the Broncos, Cowboys just kept going to Golden Point.
Yes. There was a lock about a half a dozen games there, wasn't there, Richie?
Yes.
Just, or just...
Yeah, yeah.
Even if it didn't go to Golden Point, it was only 1 or 2 points in it. It was an unbelievable run.
Yeah, that'd be my my best finishes in footy anyway, just the battle between them two, just for that five-year period pretty much.
Yeah. And then they backed it up on the biggest stage with the grand final, which is go down as one of the most entertaining, one of the best.
Unbelievable, unbelievable. I'd love for somebody in that game to time me the time the ball was put down to the time Jonathan Thurston strikes the ball. Mm. I can't believe they got away with that. And it's so important. Well, smart from Thurston, even though he misses the kick, but by geez, he hit it well, and we all thought it was going over. But for a goal kicker, your heart rate is everything.
Yeah, and let it get down.
If somebody can time it while we're in the show, and let me know how long it is between the time that the try is scored and that Thurston strikes the ball. I'd love to know. It's got to be, I reckon it's at least 2 minutes, at least.
Right, easy.
Easily. Anyway, Richie, we appreciate that, mate. We've got to move on, but that's a great nomination, those games where you're almost guaranteed for a period of time that...
And not venturing into the into Rob's territory, the Swans and West Coast had a great run during the mid-2000s.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just as we go to the break, this comes from Bulldog Bob. Joel and Finchie, great finishes. Bulldogs versus Eels, 1998 qualifying final. 10 minutes to go, down by 18-2. Then the comeback started and Halligan converts a tell-out try in the 77th minute from the sideline to level, 18-all. Well, he actually had two kicks he had to nail from the sideline. He did that. Dogs then score 14 points in extra time. Happy day, says Bulldog Bob. It wasn't a happy day if your last name happened to be Carriage. It was a rough old day for Carriage that particular day.